Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2441 with a release date of Friday, August 9th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Hams play key roles during a landslide in southern India. The threat of severe weather canceled a de-expedition off the coast of Scotland, and a centenarian receives a once-in-a-hundred-years honor. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2441 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, here's Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
Our top story this week takes us to southern India, where teams of ham radio operators are being credited with providing life-saving communications that help save lives amid the deadly landslides there. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, brings us that report.
With the help of vital information provided by an amateur radio operator, rescue teams rushed to evacuate people from a region devastated by landslides that began in late July in the Wayanad district of the Indian state of Kahula. A VHF repeater set up on the 3rd of August by the Sultan Bathory DX Association carried location, condition, and other details to district officials as rescue efforts intensified using drones and radar. Hams relayed information to district authorities from ravaged communities after being asked by the district collector to step in and be part of the relief operations. Led by Sabu Matthew, VU2ELJ, the association's chairman, the Hams set up an amateur radio station inside the district collector's office in Calpetta. With some cell phone towers washed away by the landslides, mobile phone service was available only in a limited capacity, according to published reports. A press release from the district collector's office said that many lives were saved because of the emergency network. Officials said, and I quote, "Ham radio messages came to their aid and the rescue team members were able to facilitate their evacuation," end quote. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
In the U.S., the FCC is seeking a fine of $2.3 million for a New York radio station that the agency said is operating without a license. We have those details from Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Charging that he ignored an FCC enforcement action late last year, the FCC has amplified its sanctions against a Bronx broadcaster, imposing a penalty of $2.3 million. The commission says that Johnny Peralta has been operating an unauthorized FM radio station in the Bronx for 6 or more years. According to the Radio World website and local media, his broadcasts as Lamia Radio on 105.7 FM are designed to serve New York's Dominican audience. Having received no response from previous enforcement actions against him, the FCC has issued a forfeiture order confirming the $2.3 million fine it's seeking. That fine was proposed last November in a notice of apparent liability by the commission. The notice followed the FCC's documentation of antenna installations through photographs and numerous field strength measurements taken by field agents. The commission says the broadcaster did not respond to that earlier notice. Enactment of the Pirate Act 4 years ago gave the FCC greater powers of enforcement against unlicensed broadcast radio and the ability to impose a higher fine. The commission does not collect these fines, however. That is the responsibility of the U.S. Department of Justice, which it intends to contact within 30 days if Peralta does not respond to this latest action. According to the Radio World story, the FCC is confident this is one case that might draw more immediate attention from justice officials because of the amount of the fine. It is the highest allowable amount under the 4-year-old federal law. This is Kent Peterson, KC0. DGY.
A well-respected and seasoned CW operator in New Zealand has become a silent key. We hear about his life and contributions from Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
The love of CW was very obvious to any ham who got to know Barry Kirkwood, ZL1DD. On the air from his dream shack, Baz, as he was known, was a sought-after contact among opts on CW, especially for DX stations. Baz became a silent key on the 30th of June in Chiang Mai, Thailand, after a brief illness. Although he had lived in Thailand in 2006, he did not get a Thai call sign, operating first from the Rast Club Station in Bangkok, which had the call sign HS0AC. When flooding destroyed this station, Barry played a key role in getting Superstation HS0ZIA on the air near Chiang Mai and often participated in contesting from there. He collected boat anchors, but as a CW op, he also loved his collection of Morse keys. He distinguished himself as an award winner many times in the NZART Sangster Shield QRPCW contest. After learning that the original shield had been lost in the 1990s, he commissioned one to replace it in 2017. Baz was a long-time member of NZART, a member of the Fist CW Club, and founder of the popular New Zealand Straight Key Night, which is held in summer and winter. He also held the Cambodian ham radio license XU7AEL. The New Zealand call sign, known so well among Barry's contacts, was not his first. He had been assigned ZL1DR in 1953 and later was ZL1BN. After the death of a friend, Bert, who was the original holder of the call ZL1DD, Bert's family had asked Baz to take his friend's call sign as his own. Baz was 88. This is Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
An influential figure in NCOM operations in eastern Pennsylvania has become a silent key. We learn about him from Travis Lisk, N3ILS.
Carter Craigie, November 3 Alpha Oscar, was all about service to amateur radio. He became a well-known figure in the eastern Pennsylvania section of the ARRL, where he played a major role in shaping the emergency communications unit for Chester County Aries, where he was the emergency coordinator from 2005 to 2007. According to Bob Wilson, W3BIG, the Eastern Pennsylvania section manager, Carter's design served as a blueprint for many other Aries units throughout the section. On the air, he was most enthusiastic about making CW contacts and operating QRP. According to his page on QRZ.com, he also volunteered at the Skywarn desk at the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Blacksburg, Virginia, where he lived most recently. Carter became a silent key on August 1st. Carter was married to Kay Craigie, N3KN, who was Eastern Pennsylvania section manager in 1986, before she became the ARRL's 15th president in 2010. Bob posted on the section website, quote, "Carter was a man of many talents and was always a gentleman and friend to so many in the amateur radio community," end quote. Carter was 86. This is Travis Lisk, N3ILS.
It's time for Amateur Radio Newsline to shine the spotlight on a very special YL this month at the Huntsville Hamfest in Alabama. Amateur Radio Newsline Mark Abramovich, NT3V, has the story.
The big day is almost here for Grace Pape, K8LG, our 2024 winner of the Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award. Grace, who's 18 and from Holland, Michigan, will be publicly recognized at the Huntsville Hamfest on Saturday afternoon, August 17th. Grace is the daughter of Doug Pape, K8DP, and Carrie Pape, K8CLP. She's the granddaughter of John Pape, K8YSE, a veteran operator in the ham satellite community. Grace holds an extra class license earned a year after she passed her tech test. Amateur Radio Newsline's Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, will lead the Huntsville presentation team. A commemorative plaque and gifts from award sponsors Yaesu USA, Heil Sound Limited, and Radio Waves Antenna Company will be given to Grace at that time. It's going to be a busy week for Grace as she'll be traveling to Huntsville from Cedarville University in Cedarville, Ohio, where she'll be attending freshman orientation programs. Grace begins studies in electrical engineering there this fall. Congratulations and good luck, Grace, from all of us. You will become a leading light as you receive your award on International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. I'm Mark Abramovich, NT3V.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the VK8MA repeater on Sundays at 7 p.m. in the Northern Territory of Australia. The FCC has approved the launch of a low Earth orbit communications array of 5 satellites on V-band that is expected to open the door for U.S. smartphones to make use of space-based cellular broadband services across the nation. The satellites have been given the okay to operate in the 37.5 to 42 gigahertz range for space-to-Earth communications and the ranges of 47.2 to 50.2 gigahertz and 50.4 to 51.4 gigahertz for Earth-to-space communications. Approval was also given for the use of 430 to 440 megahertz for space-to-Earth and Earth-to-space transmissions 2025 to 2110 megahertz for Earth-to-space transmissions and 2200 to 2290 megahertz for space-to-Earth transmissions. The approvals are granted to Texas-based AST SpaceMobile for what the company is characterizing as the largest communication array in history in low Earth orbit. A de-expedition to Scotland's Flannan Island has been called off because of threatening weather. Jeremy Boot, chief for NJH, tells us about the activation the team had planned.
Despite their best hopes and plans, a team of seasoned radio operators from the UK had to call off an attempt to activate the sixth most wanted island on the air in Europe, Scotland's Flannan Islands Group. The team said bad weather posed safety hazards. The uninhabited islands carry the IOTA number EU118 and are in the Outer Hebrides. The group is the second most wanted IOTA in the UK after Rockall, where one of the five Flannan team members, Nobby G0VJG, spent several days in 2023. The Flannan expedition had been assigned the same call sign that activators used for Rockall, MM0UKI. The team announced that the weather forecast compelled them to abandon the hoped-for activation, which was to have been calling QRZ from the 1st of August. The team had already faced an earlier challenge. They had to replace their original vessel, which had developed an engine fault. The boat skipper later told them that the window for favourable weather was insufficient for him to retrieve them safely, and they would therefore have to return home. They had planned to be on the air for 48 to 72 hours. This is Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
In the world of DX, Gregor S53RA is active from the Maldives as 8Q7GG until the 13th of August. He is operating QRP holiday style, mainly in the evenings, local time. He is using CW, SSB, and FT8. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Philip OE6MCX is on the air until the 12th of August as 8P9MC from Barbados, IOTA number NA021. He is operating holiday style using CW, SSB, FT8, and FT4 on 40 to 6 meters, QSL direct to home call. Listen throughout August for stations with the suffix D-O-G as they publicize the poor state of stray animal care across many countries. For the International Dog Day, which will be marked on the 26th of August, listen for K2D operating from various U.S. states. See dogdayradio.org for full details. Listen for Seth, N4XTT operating holiday style as J6/N4XTT from St. Lucius, IOTA number NA108 from the 10th through the 17th of August. He will be using CW, SSB, FT8, and FT4 on 40 to 10 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Luca IU3MDI is active as ZA/IU3MDI from Shkodër, Albania until the 17th of August. He is using CW, SSB, and FT8 on 40 to 10 meters. See QSL details on QRZ.com. Our final story for this week is about the enduring power of amateur radio and the enduring love of those who have a license for it. Meet a YL who has achieved recognition just as she turns 100 years old. Jim Dameron, N8TMW, introduces her to us.
If you tried to add up the number of ham radio operators in North Carolina who either got or upgraded their license after an exam supervised by volunteer examiner Dorothy McCracken, you might find the mathematics a bit challenging. You might also find it difficult to total how many hopeful radio operators received her guidance as a volunteer instructor. Along with her husband, Louis, WA4MTY, who is now a silent key, Dot spent many years assisting those in the Western Piedmont region who were ready to take their FCC tests and hopefully get on the air. According to her daughter, Janet, she also traveled all over the country with Louis, giving license exams where their presence was needed. Dot, who now has the call sign AD4D, knows well how amateur radio can make a good life even better at the age of 100. Just days after reaching that one-century milestone in July, Dot received one more. She was presented with a plaque from the ARRL's North Carolina section manager, Marv Hoffman, WA4NC. The plaque was inscribed with the section's SUGAR Award, an acronym for Supporting, Upgrading, Growing Amateur Radio. First licensed in 1985 as extra-class operator KI4JM, she passed the 20-word-per-minute code part of the test at a time when women were not always viewed as proficient CW ops. She not only mastered CW, but went on to embrace portable operating, going camping with her husband, and getting on the air. Now, after all those decades, Dot has received the equivalent of a very large QSL card from amateur radio itself, the plaque that hangs on the wall of her room in a North Carolina rehabilitation facility. It's the SUGAR Award, and how sweet it is. This is Jim Dameron, NATMW.
If a good day of radio is like poetry to you, pick up a pencil and join the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. Share your experience by sending an original haiku to us here at Newsline. Use the entry form on our website, arnewsline.org, and please follow the rules for writing your three-line haiku. Sorry, but we cannot accept any entries that aren't written in traditional haiku form. Share with fellow listeners the poetry that is inspired by your ham radio experience. With thanks to AMSAT News Service, ARRL, Eastern Pennsylvania Section, Amateur Radio Daily, CQ Magazine, David Behar, K7DB, Economic Times, 425, DX News, FCC, NASA, The Mountaineer, Marv Hoffman, WA4NC, NZNet News, QRZ.com, Radio World, ShortwaveRadio.de, the WRTC, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscasts, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024, all rights reserved.